Welcome to show four. My name is Chris.
And I'm Hank.
And we are
My Hat Guys.
Hey, Hank, how's it going?
Cool music fades out.
Yep.
There we are, sitting here.
That means you appreciated the music. I like it.
Okay, first up on the agenda is just letting everybody know that I have my Skype is running, and it's just open for... Oh, man, I see what I did.
What?
It's on a way. Skype me.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So Skype is up and running, and if it's just an open Skype line, and as I found out kind of inadvertently, it's basically a chat room. So we're hoping we'll get Skyped, and we'll go live with that call, no matter what we're talking about.
And on that note, before we forget, if you want to Skype us, we have an actual...
You can Skype us at My Mac Guy.
My Mac Guys.
My Mac Guys. Sorry.
Okay.
My Mac Guys.
Okay, good.
And you can Skype us anytime you want. And if we're here, we'll pick it up for sure.
Right. So in the future, that's just going to be ringing off the hook.
I mean, should we just say that we record on Sunday evenings, so it's a good time to try.
Yeah, I'd say Sunday evening is 8 o'clock.
Okay.
It seems to be when we are ready to rock.
Get more specific as time goes by.
So it looks like we're going to talk a little bit about eBay. And Hank, I'm going to throw it to you.
All right. Well, you know, it's
eBay
funny.
Thoughts, right?
As soon as you said it, I kind of cringe because I'm like, eBay? Oh, God, yeah, you know. Have we stooped that low already? But, I mean, the truth is that, you know, I have loved eBay since it was initiated. You know, I used to own the stock. It was like... I just start buying shit on eBay as quick as I could, you know.
Right.
And I've only sold a couple hundred items, but it's addictive. It's fun.
Right.
It occupies your time. And you know, a couple months ago, I cleaned out my closet and I made about $300 in stuff that I literally would have taken to the Goodwill store.
Right.
So I don't think that that's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
No, not at all. In fact.
Oh, there we are. We're getting Skype. So this is the first time that's ever happened.
This is awesome. This is
oh,
great.
What happened? Oh, they left us.
Oh, we missed the call. All right, well, that's right, live well. Podcasting.
All right, we get unskyped, I guess.
All right, so you were saying that you made $300, and I think that's pretty cool.
I mean, so what I thought it would be interesting, or what I the thing that I mostly wanted to comment on is that we broadcast from Los Angeles, and I know that I can write down the location of 5 separate stores that are advertising drop-offs to sell on eBay through their service.
Right. You know,
there's eBay Valet. There's Drop It Here. You know, there's all these places. They're brick-and-mortar storefronts. They're in pod malls in Los Angeles. And all I know is that they're empty. Like, I don't see a lot of, you know, cool-looking stuff, you know, lining the hallways.
Right.
And the one that I walk by all the time, there's a guy at a computer in the back, and there's a bunch of empty tables,
mm-hmm.
and there's a little photo station to take pictures. And I just, what's up with that? I mean, I don't think it's going to fly. I think that one of the charms of eBay, even though I've spoken to people who said, oh yeah, I can't wait to drop off some stuff there, I don't think the people will.
Right, and on top of that, they take a pretty hefty cut, right?
Oh, like 40%.
Right, so maybe the idea is that they're thinking that these are for people who really are not using a computer and a scanner and a digital camera, and ease of use, it would just be drop it off. But I think more and more people have all that available to them would be likely to do it themselves.
Yes, I mean, it's a funny thing that, like, you know, over the years that I have used eBay, you know, I still meet people a lot that, like, say, well, you know, I just can't get through the process of setting up an auction. And, you know, and
right.
Since I've done it a couple hundred times, it's no longer fun to set it up, but I can get an auction up in about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so it's
right.
not a big deal to do it either.
Right.
You know,
now, that leads me to interesting things you've bought or sold on eBay. And I certainly know you have a story that comes to mind.
Well, I think the best example of eBay, like, working against the idea of being an entrepreneur would be that I've sold a couple things at a loss.
Is that possible? What do you mean?
It costs me money to, you know, well, here's the example.
Yeah, so, but why don't you just kill it? I don't get it.
No, well, you can't. I got a bread machine as a wedding gift. Right,
Zozarushi, by any chance?
Yeah, very likely.
Yeah, we had a battle about selling ours because all I was making was breadsticks.
And you know, after using it once, and then it's sitting in the closet for 2 years,
uh-huh.
I finally said, "Oh, this is the perfect eBay item. It's going to be, you know, snapped up right away."
Yeah, I would think so.
And you know, But now it's like with the click of a button, you can kind of get a reasonable estimate of the shipping. But basically back then, I kind of was making it up. Right. And basically in a nutshell, what happened is I sold it for I think I sold it for $25 or $26 was the auction sale. And it cost me $30 to ship it. But I'd already agreed to the shipping cost in my auction.
I see.
So it cost me $4 to send it to the guy.
Amazing. Yeah.
And I felt great about it. And I would do it again.
Wow.
Kept it out of landfill.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Crazy talk.
Well, if we have time, my favorite eBay item was just incredibly obscure. My stepfather came over to the country. He worked on the Italian line ship known as the Victoria. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I could get him something of the Victoria? And I was thinking maybe a picture or whatever. Well, I started searching through websites for shipyards and old shipping firms and anything to do with ships. I ended up presenting my stepfather a paperweight from the captain's desk of the Victoria, a completely obscure ship that now has been refitted and is in some place in Yugoslavia or I don't know what it's doing.
So cool.
And it was so cool. And, you know, literally tears to his eyes when he saw this. He couldn't even really wrap his brain around it because it was, you know, the last time he was on the ship was 1967. It cost me $10.
Oh, that's so cool.
Here's my eBay story.
I mean,
how else could you do that?
Right. And I think that everybody's now familiar with that concept. I mean, I've gotten so many cool things on eBay over the years that are like that, in the sense of, you know, and ultimately, for better or for worse, it's homogenized the marketplace for, like, I do a lot of small collectibles and figurines, like, not ceramics, but, like, comic book stuff.
Right.
And I remember seeing this amazing, you know, a Bakelite Ready Kilowatt, which was a regional electric company on the desktop of, you know, the businesses at a really big flea market in Texas for $300.
Right.
And I'm sure we could find one on eBay. I bought mine for about $75. It's in mint condition on eBay.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And it's really cool. Huh. You know, and I know, and that just is something, not only would I've only seen it once in my life, in real life. You know, you can almost at any time, you could, you know, within a week of looking or waiting, one will probably come up. So
And I gave my sister a Silent Night church that my grandmother owned that we grew up as kids. She always would put it out under the tree. This is something that she and I are the only two people who would remember it. When I found an identical one, I bought it for maybe $5, sent it to her for Christmas. I didn't even have to write a card with it because the minute she saw it, she was on the phone calling me up and saying, oh my God, where did you find it?
That's totally cool.
eBay.
Very cool.
All right. Well, that was our sappy eBay moment, but
we
had it.
Well, next up on our little flow chart of our show would be the podcast of the week. And I think Chris has a little snip he wants to add in here.
Yeah, my podcast of the week is it's an Indian gentleman who's obviously very high highly involved in tech.
Very and, high?
Yeah,
possibly, well, yeah, right?
And being high while you listen to this helps, I think. But it's called AppleFones.com. And from what I gathered, it is his projections of when Apple will get into the cell phone manufacturing end of making their own unit. And it's
That's the entire podcast?
The show is his ideas. And he has a very thick Indian accent. And I'm going to do a little bit of it. It's pretty much him saying, I believe that Apple will eventually get into the business because all of the technologies seem to be heading in this direction. And I can tell you, I listened to the whole show. But for me, as a virgin podcaster, it really it gave me permission to understand that everything is a show, and for any show there is an audience, including I was the audience for AppleFones.com. Power to him. It's not a funny show. He's really a bright guy trying to project his thesis.
Yeah. Well, I think what you've touched on a really cool subject, which is we'll do. I know we're planning to do a future show on, which is just. Podcasting is this exciting moment, and you know, who knows what it's going to be like in 6 months or in 10 years,
right?
But there is there's just an indication that there's something really interesting going on, and I think it does fit in well with what's been going on in the music business and iPods and, you know, and iTunes Music Store. I think that there is, and I do think that we're at the beginning of it. It's not like we're in the middle of it. We're at the very beginning of it.
Yeah,
so
well,
I think it's very
I explain it to anyone who asked me what I was doing this week with you. I said, when I would explain podcasting, I eventually ended up using the term, it's the Wild West. And that's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. Anything goes out here.
Right.
And that's the exciting part about it. Certainly.
Woo-hoo!
For me. Okay, I'm going to have to turn down the volume on that one. All right, so here we are at what seems to be the end of the show. Is that possible?
No. Well, no. I'm going to add in my... I have a shareware pick this week, which falls under the category of eBay items. Because it's... one of the things about eBay which just actually became so annoying for me that I would actually not use it as much is just how painful it can be to weed through listings.
Right.
And like I just the searching and just the it's just annoying sometimes. And so there's a couple of different pieces of shareware out there. This one is amazing, and I actually rarely go to eBay anymore.
Oh, you use this to get?
I use this to
search for
to search and to and place and then I place bids in yet another manner. But it's called Auction Sieve, as in like a strainer.
Oh,
Auction
sounds
Sieve.
Great.
So Auction Sieve is all you need to know. Just Google Auction Sieve and you'll find out. And basically, it's a Java-based, excuse the geek speak, application.
Is this time for a geek alarm?
It's time for a geek alarm. Well, no, we just passed the time for a geek alarm. and it basically does an incredible job of searching with just little thumbnails. And then you can check the ones that you like, and you can then go to the pages to look at the details.
Right.
But you don't have to load up page after page of just stuff, crap you don't want.
Right.
It'll do these incredible searches for you without going to the website. It's a separate piece of shareware. Anyway, it's very cool. I use it all the time.
Yeah, I'm going
to
check it out.
And I'd like to pass that along. How I bid is a whole other conversation maybe, but basically I use an auction sniping services, which are these services that you sign up with. You have to give them your eBay password.
Mm.
And the one I use is called eSnipe.
Right.
And they enter the bid for me about 2 seconds before the auction closes. They enter whatever I'm willing, my highest bid is.
Somehow beating the...
Well...
Getting locked out at the last second?
The concept is if... Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You're basically trying to slip in at the last second and take the auction away.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them out there.
I see.
This one's the one I happen to like the best.
It sounds cool.
It does work. I mean, they notify you via email if you've been pre-outbid.
Right.
Because it's monitoring the auction for you.
Right.
But if you put in, enough said, eSnipe, which is a website. You just go to eSnipe.com or Google it and you can sign up with them.
All right. Well, since I prematurely ended the show, is this the end of the show?
Let's see. I think this is the end. Is there an undelete? What did we talk about? Anything last time?
I got no undelete.
No. Okay. I think this is the end of the show. And I'm sorry. That Skype would have been perfect, but it just
But the anticipation is so great, don't
exactly.
you think?
It's the ticking time bomb.
Something
of
that's
fate.
A reason to tune into the next podcast for potentially our first online Skype call. So cool.
All right.
We're out of here.
Yes. Thanks, Chris.
All right. See you. Tune in for our next podcast where we discuss the different ways that Chris and Hank work on computers.
That will be show number 5, Chris. And believe it or not, I think a Skype is in our future.